Okay. There's a very, very common word which is found, used throughout Chumash. We use it all the time, and sometimes it's time to stop and think about what the word actually means. We talk about there are 12 Shvatim, and what does the word Shevet mean? Shevet really is a word which is referring to a stick. So Shevet is a scepter. Right? The king stretches out to Esther Malka that it's the Shevet. So why is that the name which we use referred to the Yud Beis, the 12 children of Yaakov Avinu are referred to as the Shvatim? And you find that the Torah uses that lashon already in Sefer Bereishis, that Parshas Vayechi already the Torah refers to them. So referred to as the Shifta Yisro at the end of right after the brachas. Okay. It makes it even more interesting. They're also referred to as matos. And a mata also means a stick. Moshe Rabbeinu has a mata. So there seems to be some specific connection between the Bnei Yaakov, and the Torah's usage of the name of Bnei Yaakov is something to do with the stick. What's interesting about the name Mata, which in this week's parsha is very prominent, right away it says Itchem Yehu Ish Ish LaMateh. And it goes through the names of all of the Nisiyim. Then it starts going through the Shvatim. And it goes through each one of the Shvatim, and it says, because they have Lamate Shimon, because they have Lamate Ruvain, because they have Lamate God, but each one is referred to as a Mate. Okay? Then Mate Levi is not counted also. And it talks about the Bnei Levi. Now, Lachar, we understand to refer to Levi as a Sheber, the Levi as a Mat. That makes sense because they're also one of the Shvatim. At the end of the parsha, by the way, Hashem Amar Moshe Aron Lemor, Al Takrisu Es Shevet Mishpachos HaKohasim Mitoch HaLeviim. So Kohos is referred to as a Shevet. So all of a sudden now we know there's Yud Beis Shvatim, and one time I spoke about the idea that there's Yud Gimel Shvatim. There's also a measure that there's Yud Aleph Shvatim. All of a sudden now we have a Shevet Mishpachos HaKohasim. Okay? So what's the idea of Shevet Mishpachos HaKohasim? Interesting that the referring to the Shvatim as Matos is found in Sefer Bamidbar. And it's used in Sefer Bamidbar constantly. These are the Matos which are going to divide our Tishol up to, out to, that's in Parshas Pinchas, you're going to go through each one of the, these are the, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Okay, so it's referred then in Parshas Matos when they went out to go fight against the source of Midian Nim, Viki Semusom, Elaflamate, Lochomatos, Otishulats of all. But you must remember for Yisrael, Elaflamate. Okay, now the name Shevet is used in Sefer Bamidbar also, very rarely, all the way at the end of the end of the sefer. So the slavchot are given the nachla of slavchot, and the nesiim, the Rashi Ovis come. They're going to marry one of the other shvatim. So already in that same pasuk it goes from shevet to mata, but it uses the word shevet. You do not find the name mata in Sefer Devarim B'Klal. Sefer Devarim, whenever it refers to Klal Yisrael, to the shvatim, it always uses the word shevet. V'shatrim l'shifteichem. Right away, if you do him l'shifteichem, it switches only to the word shevet, not to the word mata. The word mata is not used in reference to anything, to a stick, to one of the members of Klal Yisrael, to anything is not used in all Sefer Devarim. I know because I checked in the Karkadatsia. I seem to recall it was right, but I checked the Karkadatsia and I'm right. Okay, so it's trying to figure out what makes this word matzah very very bamidbor specific. So we really have two nukos we need to explain. What is the defining element of Sefer Bamidbor, and what's the difference between a shevet and a matzah, and why the name matzah is the name which fits very much into the function of Sefer Bamidbor. Okay, so the difference between a shevet and a matzah seems to be not so clear, but let's see what it is. There's a pasuk in Parshas Korach that Kosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron after the story of Korach and the Klal Yisrael has the mate Aaron is taken to indicate that he's the one which is chosen, and it grows. So the mate Aaron is Parach. And Moshe takes the matas, all of the shvatim out. Matel the nasiachod, the vesesom shtei moser matos. And you put the matay aron. Fine. So he takes it out. Klaiso comes to complain. Hein gavano avodno klono avodno kol kreva kreva mishkan Hashem yamus ha'im tam legvay. You know, it's so easy to die. You go a little bit rashes. You go. Somebody comes. We can't be careful. And he goes into the Oil Moyed, has to die. Like, are we Hefker? So Russian says, fine, okay, I'm going to give you, tells Aaron, that this responsibility that you'll be responsible for this issue of keeping, making sure that nobody comes close. So the pasuk that says Achecho, which are Mate Levi, Shevet Avicha. So it says in the same pasuk that referred to as Mate and to Shevet. So what are the two nakudas in the pasuk? Why are they referred to both as a Shevet and to a Mate at the same time? Okay. The word shevet is used as a scepter, in the sense that it represents the authority of the king. The king has a shevet. The king has his stick, but the stick is not a stick. It represents the authority of the king. It represents the control that he has. Mata is never used in that function. We find the mata is something which a person leans on, a person relies on, a person. It's a mishenis. Mishonim is talking about tzaddikim, and the mishon is something which you rely on. So mishenis is another name it used in Tanakh for a stick that you lean on. Mata also refers to that. So we would understand that there's an element where the shvatim represent some element of authority, some element of significance, And then there's also something to rely on. We have to figure out what this reliance is. Rav Hirsch comes along over here in the pasuk in Korach. He says that the word mate is related to the word nete, which is to incline, which means it goes out horizontally. Hamatzila kivun ofaki, it goes out horizontally. So we see that the idea of the shvatim is there's the trunk of the tree, which is the obis, specifically Yaakov, and the shvatim are the extensions. They are the horizontal extensions, the branches which are branching out off of the trunk of the tree. So in that way, the matas, he says, each one of the matas, it represents an extension out of the original tree. Shevet, which is also used referred to, can be referred to. There's a place where it's used referred to as a a sapling, that it's something which is taken off of the tree and stands on its own. So, and then on the yotzim in the geza lehu makal atzmoi. So that's the, when we talk about the idea that the king has a shevet, he has a scepter, he has something which represents his authority. That he stands, he's in a continuation of the generations to come. He's continuation of the generations before, and his authority is because he represents the country. At the same time, he has the shevet. He acts as an independent authority with its independent power and control. So the pasuk that refers and explains that there's the mate levi is one of the matos, and shevet, the nekuda, that there's an element of shevet which belongs specifically to them, that where there's an area of authority which belongs specifically to the Shevet of Levi, which the other Shvatim do not have that authority. So Shevet is that when something is able to stand and represent something which stands independently and has its own authority is a Shevet. That's what he suggests. It's not going to help us 100%. Not going to help us 100%. That what is the specific element where it takes us to the world of Sefer Bamidbar, where Klal Yisrael is invariably, almost exclusively referred to as a mate, matos. There's a parshas matos. Matos is where, and there's no parsha called shevet. There's no parsha of shvatim. Right? There's a parsha of matos. No parsha of shvatim. Why is that specifically Bamidbar connected? There's a medrash. There's a medrash in Parshas Bereishis. Omer Siman Hey Pomim Ksiv Kan Orba. There's five times that the Torah uses the word or in Maisa Bereishis. Keneged Chamisha Chum Shetara. Vayom Alakim Yehi Or Keneged Sefer Bereishis. Shemon Yisasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vore Esa Lomai. So the act of bringing or into the Russian's command to create or that corresponds to the Sefer Bereishis, which talks about the idea of the Russian creating the world. Vayhi or, and there was or that came into being. So the Russian's command is the first or, vayhi or is the second or. Kenega Sefer Vela Shemois, it corresponds to Sefer Shemois. Shabo Yotsu Yisrael Me'afela Lo'oro. that Klaiso left out from the state of being in being an Eiffel into the state of Or. So that is the idea of the halacha gives you the clarity of what to do, what not to do. That's v'yar l'kim as orki toiv. V'yavdel l'kim ben or ben chayshach k'neged sefer b'midbar. The Rosham's havdala ben or ben chayshach, that's sefer b'midbar. Shumav l'ben yotzi mitzrayim l'boye oritz. That's the sefer which draws the line between the yotzi mitzrayim and the boye oritz. V'yikra l'kim l'or yoyim k'neged sefer mishnah Torah shumali halachas rabbis. Again, it's malachas rabbis. So it says that they asked the kasha that, well, it's Sefer Yikra, Moli, Halachas, Rabbis. So he said that about Sefer Yikra, that's full of Malachas, Halachas, Rabbis. So what is that Mishnah Torah gets its own separate name? Amalem Afu Shana Boy Dover. There was things which were repeated, etc. In Sefer Devorim, there was new things which were taught, which weren't taught before. So it was necessary to Vayar l'kim is Orki Tov, Sefer V'yikra, and the Vayar l'kim or Yoyim is Sefer Devor. What's relevant to us is Sefer B'midvor is a Sefer which has defined what's specific about Sefer B'midvor. It's a Sefer of Havdalah. It's Mavla Ben Yotzi Mitzrayim L'boi Ha'oretz. Okay. That's what Chazal said about the Sefer. Ramban, in his Hagdama to the Sefer, so after we finish the Tarsa Kabbalah, the Sefer HaShlishi, Hizkol Atal Asadar B'Sefer HaZeh HaMitzvah Shenitzavu Binyan Oil Moyet. The Sefer is about the Lachos of the Oil Moyet. We already mentioned Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, which is the Darus. Atal Yagbal Samishkan B'Yosef B'Midbor. When it's in the Midbor, there were some more specific Lachos, just like Har Sinai was also Mugbol B'Shas Maisa. There's a Din of Zarek Rav Yumos, just like there's a Din of Kisukal Yisukel. William Boyle Vals Rosa Kurdish, like it's over there, Pen Yurs Alasham Lirois. Shratim is Mishmeres Kurdish, like it says over there, Yis Kadoshu. Fine. So it tells them over here how to Echti of Mishmeres of Mishkan Mikhailov, Ech Yachon of Sovim, Viamad Omi Rochik, Bekanam Nigosham Lashem, Ech Yisnagabar Bechanoisoi, Mosei Sosoi, Mayasim of Mishmeres. Called Ma'ala L'Mikdash V'Kavaloi. So the main purpose of the Sefer is to give you the Ma'ala L'Mikdash. That really covers the parshias of B'Midbor, Nosei, and B'Haloyscha. The Sefer is a Kuloi B'Mitzvah Shoah Shenitzdabu B'Hem B'Omda B'Midbor. The Sefer is basically all about Mitzvah Shoah, not Mitzvah L'Darvis. V'Nisim Hanasim L'Hem. Sabra Kol Ma'is Hashem O'Sim Hem L'Afri. V'Sibri Kehecho Losses O'Yveim L'Fneim L'Chorev. Except for some mitzvahs, binyan or kabbonis, sheiskel ben b'sefer kahanim l'nishim b'irum shom v'shima b'sefer hazeh. So basically, it's clarifying some points which were mentioned before, and it's nothing new when it comes to mitzvahs. Its mitzvahs are all mitzvahs shaw, and the main function of the sefer is to discuss a Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Oil Moed, the Mishkan. How they translated it into the living reality, and the nisim which happened with the Klal Yisrael, the nisim as they moved towards going into Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Ramban sees the function of the Sefer. Chazal saw the function of the Sefer is it's a Sefer which is mavdil ben yotzi mitzrayim leboy yoretz. That's what's significant about the Sefer. So obviously the Rishonim are going to say something a little more barichas than what Chazal are going to say, but it seems to be a totally different direction than what the Ramban's understand. It's like he's building on the Chazal. He's taking it a totally different direction, which is the world of Medrash and Shaykh, but maybe we can see that there's a makam at Tzad HaShava between them. So what's the difference between the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Bayi Haaretz? We Sefer Bamidbar is a Sefer which is if we take any Sefer and we would like sort of like describe the tenor of the Sefer. The tenor of the Sefer is basically a Sefer which is a Sefer of disappointment. So there's Behaloyska already, we did something wrong, and then we do something wrong in Parshas Shlach, and then we do something wrong in Parshas Karach, and we do something wrong in Parshas Chukas, and then, you know, we do something wrong in Parshas, at the end of Chukas, which is addressed in Parshas Pinchas, and like it seems to be the main body of the Sefer, the main bulk of the Sefer, at least, you know, the main body, but the bulk of the Sefer is a Sefer of disappointment. Akrekach, that the Chazal, we have this unique Vahibin Sa'oran, which Chazal say that it's put there, to mouth the main Peronius, the Peronius. There's Peronius before, there's Peronius afterwards, we need to address. The Havdolah ben Yetzim Yisrael and the Boyoritz, we don't have any problems with the Boyoritz. The Boyoritz, for the most part, are doing what they're supposed to be doing. The problems, for most part, we find were the actions of the Yetzim Mitzrayim, and the Yetzim Mitzrayim, whatever they did, wasn't nimchal to them. It wasn't corrected. The meraglim, the chet of the meraglim, and Klaisel dies in the midbar, even after the chet ha'egol. Rashi says it's Elav Elogarma, but Chet Egel, that there was a Mechila, but the Chet, which is in Sefer Bamidbor, that's a Chet which is not Nimchol. The Boya Oritz are Nichshol by Poor, which that was referring to already to the Boya Oritz, and a large part of Klaisel was Nichshol, was punished. But it seems to me that wasn't something which was a defining element in them, that they weren't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, oh, here we are in another generation, and it's going to be a problem. No, the chet was addressed, the anshim were given, and Klai Yisrael as a whole goes into Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says in Parshas Veschanan, Vatem Adveikim B'Shem Chaim Kulchem Hayom, you are the ones, it says about you, Chaim Kulchem Hayom, they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Whoever's not supposed to go in has already been weeded out, and you're the ones who are going in. So there's an element of that the Boya Oritz, even though the Yetzim Mitzrayim were the ones from the Makabli HaTorah, the Yetzim Mitzrayim are the ones who saw the Nisim and Niflos of Yetzim Mitzrayim. There's an element that the Yetzim Mitzrayim weren't able to accomplish, and the Boya Oritz were able to accomplish. They were Nichshol and Achek, but that wasn't the finding element of them, and that's why they were able to go into the end. Lachora, if we want to do our socio-economic theories of what the difference that they had. They had one big advantage over the Yetzim Mitzrayim. They grew up in the Midbar. They grew up amongst the Nanei HaKavod. They grew up in a world of the Bereshim's Hashkacha was there with them totally. There is total awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a mon every single day. There was the Be'er. There was the Anani HaKovid. There was their feet not swelling. There was, they lived in a totally enveloped and cocooned in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. The purpose of the Sefer is to describe how Klai Yisrael lives around the Ohel Moed that they're about. Here is now the nation which is going to define themselves as the focal point of their life is the Ohel Moed. The Yetzim Yisrael can't say that was their chinuch. Their chinuch wasn't the focal point of their life was the Ohel Moed. The chinuch was that the focal point, their chinuch was how to survive and remain some shaykes to kedusha in the challenge of Mitzrayim, and it was very challenging for them. Klai Yisrael going into Sefer Bamidbar, okay, now you're going to redefine the focus of life. You're going to go into family units, into shvatim units, into different levels of the golem units, around the units of the Levim, which are around the Mishkan. There's halachas of how to do it. You shouldn't go too far. It was all that was there was a reorganization of life on a national scale to define themselves around the Oil Moed. In a certain sense, a matzah, where the Hirsch is teaching, is not as choshev as a shevet. A matzah is it's connected back. It's a branch out of a tree. It's a branch out of a trunk. It gets its sustenance from the main trunk. It doesn't have its own independent existence. It's only a matzah. It's a horizontal expression. Shevet is independent, stands on its own 2 feet, has its own power, etc. So, if this is the sefer, which we would say in a certain sense is the sifting out of the ones who are going to make it, the ones who are not going to make it, these are the ones, the Yetzim Mitzrayim, the ones, it's a sefer of the Havdalah between the Yetzim Mitzrayim, who didn't make it, and the Boy Earth, which did make it. We maybe might think that, you know, so that should be a sefer where you're talking about the shvatim, that they stand, they're able to be independent, to exist, etc. They're able to have their own independent existence. And specifically, Sefer Midrash is not like that. It's the sefer of Mata. When Klai Yisrael arranges himself around the Mishkan, Klai Yisrael arranges themselves, and where there's families, and there's shvatim, and there's the golem, and we travel together, we work together, we develop together. We're a mateh, we're in a horizontal offshoot of the main trunk, we're the boyards. And the person who is the shevet, and this is independent existence, right, which has his own, he stands free and stands on himself, that the Bnei Yaakov, in a certain sense, were the shevets, and they had their authority and their power. And Sefer Midrash, talks about the idea of that the shoftim and the shoytrim. It's given specifically to each shevet has a din of a shoyfet. Each shevet has a nasi. Each shevet has a leader. Each shevet has its own authority to decide the din of foshes, etc. There, it talks about the kaisel shvatim. As they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to become shvatim. In Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be basically, for the most part, independent existence. Yosef will sit in the land of Yosef, and they go to their courts, etc. 3 times a year, they come together, but their function at that point in time, for the most part, is totally independent. But the reason why they were chosen to go in, the Pasuk is telling me, because they were a mata, they weren't a shevet. You want to be a shevet, you want to be able to have independent existence. A person who knows how to be an offshoot of the trunk, create a centrality which we all function from, and connect to that, a person who knows how to be a mata, can then has a right to be a shevet afterwards. So the Sefer Devarim, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's last speech to Klai Yisrael, as they go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to become Shvatim. Right? So he talks to them as Shvatim. Doesn't talk to them as Matas. Because this is a generation which learned very well how to be a Mata. They have to learn how to be a Shevet. That's their challenge. I saw a suggestion. So, say for Zev Yitrov, he says, you know, that the usage of the word matzah, as opposed to the word shevet, the matzah, the more talks about the idea that a woman could have a tain in a situation where they're married together and not able to have children. So, even though she's not commanded in the mitzvah peruvu, she says, "But I want to have children, that they should be something for me to lean on in my old age." The matzah. Right? She has a right to have the tain. Says, matzah is that thing you lean on in your old age. So, Yaakov Avinu, Baruch Hashem, he has his Yud Beis Shvatim, and he has the children, And they don't make it for him. They're not the ones who make it to Eretz Yisrael. So the Haftacha to Yaakov that we're going to continue to exist, and we're going to the bris of Eretz Yisrael is going to be Nizkayim, was Nizkayim in the Bonim. The Bonim weren't as Choshev as the fathers, but they were the Matah. They weren't a Shevet. They weren't this authority with this control, with this power. That wasn't the point. They're a Matah. But a Matah is something which is reliable. You can rely on it. So that's what he suggests. I would say, I think what I'm saying is maybe what he's saying, I think, is nichol what I'm saying. Right? That what the Havdalah ben the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Boy Oris was, did they see themselves as independent authorities, which that doesn't have the ability to be successful? That in Eretz Yisrael they will have expressions of that, but that's only if they've been trained to see themselves coming out of the spokes of a wheel of a cohesiveness and a unit, and Klai Sadafka is trained specifically to be the world of units, that specifically is referred to as Mato, it's not a Shvat. So the lesson of a Mata and the lesson of a Shevet were, when you view Klai Yisrael as a tree, as a trunk, with the Ovis as the trunk, and there's branches and there's branches on the branches and the branches on the branches, and that's how we see ourselves. So we're Anofim. We are Anofim. So we're also given the name Shevet, which means that we're able to, in a certain sense, be a sapling and rebuild, and to build. And we have that strength to become an independent, have an independent existence. So we can't just be called Anofim. At the same time, referred to as a Mata is the idea of the branches which stretch out or horizontally. They're all going. There's no more chashivas to one over the other. There's no more mila one over the other. Each one has its function and its position, and we're equidistant from the center, which is what the world of the Shvatim and the Golem was. They were equidistant from the center, even with all of their independent functions and existence. So the balance which Klai Yisrael is being called upon to find those two elements is the Havdalah, is the challenge of what Sefer B'Midbar talks about. Every person, I think this is, the years a person goes from the world's the process of high school, Beis Medrash, is the process of where a person younger is very clearly an expression of the family or of his school, etc. A person is trying to define how he's going to define and express himself, his own independent existence. That's the function of these years in yeshiva. But the hatzlacha is a person who understands his connection back to his trunk, back to the roots, and how no person is better or worse. We're all equidistant from the center. We're all connected back to that center. And the purpose of these years is to give a person that area which a person will create the connection to. Then when a person moves on, a person goes right, a person is able to establish himself, and it'll be valid. But the person who's never learned that that's how he's supposed to define himself, and that's an integral part of his definition, he never was a mata, he can't be a functioning shevet either. He can't be a successful shevet either. Shevet HaKahosi is another, it's a generation down, and it was a very challenging. Shevet HaKahosi had a very big challenge. We ended up with the Korach out of the Shevet HaKahosi. We ended up with the The Medrash says Al Takriso Shevet Kahosi was a remnant referring to that there shouldn't be full destruction in Shevet Kahosi. It's referring to what's going to happen to Karach. So the remnants over there is that they were the next generation. They were the generation now, and so they weren't one of the Yud Beis Shvatim. They weren't but they had some element of autonomy, some element of independent existence. They were the Noisei Ha'aron, they were the Noisei the Klei HaMikdash, they were the other than the Kahanim, they were an independent existence. They were quite unique amongst Klal Yisrael. They're a Shevet. And the lesson of Parshas Korach is that that's a very hard place to be. The very hard place to be is to be in that world where you're independent existence, because when you do need to connect back to the central authority, you can't. Or it's very hard. And so, I shouldn't be the central authority. I shouldn't be the one who defines. The person who learns that and knows how to do that, so what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu tell him? He says, Zakrashi, the same way that it says there's a Havdolah, Bein Or L'Cheshech, Rashi Parshas Bamidbar, that you can't change. So who then you cannot change? That's what it says. The pasuk in Devar Yomim by Yibodel that Aaron is there's a havdola between Aaron and the Klal Yisrael. You can't change that havdola. That the lesson of havdola is that that pasuk which Rashi the Medrash says is referring to the Sefer Bamidbar. It's the lesson of the havdola between the Yetzim Mitzrayim and the Boya Oritz. Zakrashi, that's the pasuk that Korach says is trying to change. That lesson that the Mata is what's going to be the one which is going to be successful. That Korach can't. You want to change that? You want to change the Havdalah, but you can't change that Havdalah. Same way you can't, and therefore you cannot change the Havdalah of Aaron was Roy to be able to be that Havdalah of being unique and separate and still functioning with amongst Klal Yisrael. He's the Oyev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, the Rodev Sabris Makarv on the Torah. And you were Merachic people from Torah, you were Mavaz of Torah, and you didn't know how to handle that. So that Havdalah of being unique and being is a tremendously challenging challenge. You couldn't handle it. So at the end, the Klal Yisrael comes and says, how do we deal with this? He said, that's Aaron's function. Take to, now, and he's told to take with him. Give it a put lush on the post. Megamas hachecho matei levi shevet avicha. Shevet avicha is referring to shevet kohos, right? Achecha is bnei Gershon and bnei Rori. That's achecha bnei Levi. Shevet Avicha is referring to Shevet Kohos. So hakrevi tchavi v'yilavu alvecha v'sharsucha. They be malava to you and be masharis you. Then it'll be able to function. If they learn how the Shevet Avicha learns how to be a mate Levi and be malava to you and be masharis you, then they'll be able to be successful. So it's. The balance between having that uniqueness and having that authority and having that power and learning how to subjugate it and to connect it and connect it back to its roots and its source is the Shakuataria which is going on in Parshas Korach specifically. But Betzim, it's the Shakuataria which is going on throughout Sefer Bamidbar. Okay.
Shabbos in Kiddush, Dr. Ryan.